Such Men Are Dangerous by Lawrence Block. Narrated by Fred Sullivan. Chapter 1. The desk men at the agency run to type. They are all an inch or two over average. They wear dark suits, white shirts, striped ties. They drink scotch and water or bourbon and water or, in the summer, vodka Collins's. They work out once a week at a gym, usually handball or squash. They smile a lot, but not quite enough to get on your nerves. You wouldn't mistake them for sales managers or purchasing agents, but might think they were personnel men, which, come to think of it, is close. If you'd been around them much, you'd place them right off. This isn't the liability it might seem. They don't operate undercover, hardly ever leave Washington, and so it doesn't matter a hell of a lot who knows what they are. This particular one was no more than a couple of percentage points off the standard. He was a little bonier than most, and I'd guess his weekly exercise was cross-country running. He shook hands firmly, looked at me right in the eyes when he talked, and had a voice that was resonant with sincerity and definition of purpose. None of this means anything. Ever. He said, "Sorry we've taken so long processing you, Mr. Kavanaugh. You know how it is, the mills of God and the wheels of bureaucracy." No problem. Nor had it been. They had me staying at the Dalton, and they were covering the tab, and 3 weeks of good food and plush surroundings had not been hard to take. Waiting did not bother me. Patience is as much a part of life as action. "I hope you enjoyed Washington." "Sure." "And they've made you comfortable here? No complaints." "Good." I waited for him to say something, and it took me a minute to realize that he wasn't going to. I thought of...